I think that NASA has known for years that this was going to happen. I would estimate they probably knew this for 50 years. I think they knew when they launched that IRIS satellite to go look for Planet X in 1983 or 1982, they built it to look for Planet X. I am absolutely convinced of that. And when they twice detected it and then announced on the front page of the Washington Post in December 1983 that they found it, in the article they say, well, this is not like incoming mail. I want to douse cold water on that right now. And that was the scientist from Jet Propulsion Laboratory. And people don't realize NASA builds the spaceships, but the navigation, the math that tells where the spaceship should go is all from JPL. So you can't tell me they didn't know exactly what it was doing if they tracked it 2 times, 6 months apart. And to put that in there, they must have thought, well, you know, we'll just tell people no danger, it's not coming here. But that night, you know, everybody must have said, what does it mean? You know, when are you going to know more? And they're thinking, oh, God, we shouldn't have even said a word. So the next day they retracted it. And when is the last time you heard NASA retract anything?
NASA never retracts, you know that.
Yeah, so now, they put up these two satellites called the SOHO satellites, and you can do a search on Google. Anyone can do this. And those pictures that the SOHO satellites, there's two of them. One's called the AHEAD satellite, one's called the BEHIND satellite, because one is a little bit further in our orbit, and the other one is behind our orbit. And they photograph the sun at intervals like every 10 minutes, and then they download the pictures to the Internet. Well, for 7 years now, they've been getting pictures of Nibiru, Planet X, the winged globe, the planet of crossing. And, you know, they don't get it every picture, but any one of your listeners can go to that site and just watch for the latest download. And if it's there, then you can right-click on it and save it. And that's where all these pictures that come from.
Are you convinced that there is another planet in the solar system?
It's not in orbit to the sun. You see, if you could just reach up in the sky and take the solar system, it would be like a pancake, and you could just lay it up right on a table. And it all turns, all the north, the axes of all the planets and the sun, the polar axes all point up. So the north pole of every planet and the sun all points up. So, and it's turning counterclockwise and zooming into the solar system is Planet X laid over so that its north pole is like a headlight on a train, And it comes in, and as it approached the sun during what was supposed to be the historical quiet period, it caused the sun to erupt massively. Now, to me, Al Gore is lying, or was and is lying, about global warming, because the thing is if it was global warming and if CO2 made one damn bit of difference, that does not explain why all the ice on the moon, the Mars is melting, why Jupiter had one red spot, which is the storm, for 350 years, and now it's got three, why Uranus and Neptune, which if you've ever seen are a beautiful blue color, changed color. I mean, it was the satellites.
Well, the planets are heating up. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and that doesn't happen from CO2 on Earth.
No. No, not
so either. What it did was it came in from the direction of Orion, and that's where it was when the IRIS satellite photographed it. Then the first time that a telescope on Earth got a picture of it was in 1999 from Earth. And then it came in from Orion, and it came to the left of the sun, behind the sun, around to the right of the sun, and it's going clockwise. So it's in the plane of the ecliptic, in that pancake, and it crossed over into the Earth orbit in front of the sun, and it came to a stop. And in front of it, facing its north pole, is Venus and the Earth. And that's why it stopped. And the Earth stopped in its orbit. Now, I was trained as an astrologer, and I haven't been doing charts for years because I'm like, well, something is not right about this. And I'll tell you, NASA has been taking pictures with these SOHO satellites since 2003. And Planet X is 4 times the size of Earth, and it has 2 strands of moons behind it, just like a rope, like 2 strands of a rope. and there are hundreds of moons, and most of them that are near planet X are the size of our moon. So, and behind that are trillions of rocks, clouds of iron ore dust, and greasy hydrocarbons, because planet X is a volcanic, oceanic, and atmospheric planet with selfish extraterrestrials on it, the ones who Zechariah Sitchin wrote about. And they're banned from coming here. So what you have is we're going to have pole shift, and that's why anyone can contact extraterrestrials. There's two things, though, you have to know. Like attracts like. If you're selfish and you put out a call that you would like to contact ETs, guess what kind you're going to meet?
The same kind, right?
Yeah. And if you're unselfish, well, you could look at Earth as a dark planet surrounded by clouds of greed and violence and anger. And people who have made a conscious choice to be unselfish have big, bright auras. They're like candles in the darkness. The extraterrestrials, the unselfish ones, have already identified all of them, all of you.
When do you expect the shift, the pole shift, to occur?
Well, I don't have a time calendar as much as I have an event calendar. And the events in order of what happens is that the Pacific is about to narrow and the Atlantic is about to widen. South America, the northern side of it, is about to tip over to the left.